And as we continue our election road trip in Tennessee for today's Super Tuesday primaries, we wanted to find out more about the state's history and its politics, starting with the motto. Tennessee is called the Volunteer State. I asked Tom Schwartz, a professor of history at Vanderbilt University, why that is.
Well, the original term goes back to the War of 1812. And at the time, there's a minimal American military. And so the Washington had to ask for volunteers. And even before the call for volunteers went out, in Tennessee, more than 3,500 men rushed to volunteer into the force. And so this was unusual because, in fact, during the War of 1812, it was very hard to raise army. Parts of the country were very opposed to the war. The designation got even stronger, of course, in the Mexican-American War, where the initial call for volunteers of 2,000 was met by almost 30,000 Tennesseans willing to fight, as they saw it, in defense of Texas and against Mexico.
And why were Tennesseans so in love with the idea of fighting?
Well, I think it's slightly different in both cases. On the War of 1812, Tennessee was still the frontier. And the frontier is where a lot of the violence was still going on. And the British had various relations with the Indian tribes. There were attacks on the frontier. And so the call to military service then was, a strong one that had as much to do with immediate physical security as anything else.
This state is home to three presidents and two vice presidents. Why?
Well, I think in the 19th century particularly, Andrew Jackson, of course, the first president from the West, I think that was a huge turning point in American politics. James K. Polk, who was a dark horse, actually, was not expected to be nominated, a compromise candidate, but who then led, in fact, the Mexican-American War and was very successful in his four-year term. And then finally, Andrew Johnson, who is not as notable Lincoln's vice president, but also was selected because of the idea that Lincoln had of bringing the South back into the Union by selecting a Southerner as his vice president in his second campaign. In recent times, though, the attempt by a Tennessean to become president, Al Gore, if he had carried Tennessee, he would have become president in 2000. So it's actually kind of ironic on that score.
Well, that brings us to the fact that Tennessee is getting, it seems, more conservative over time, at least in the modern times. Why do you think that is?
It's complicated, of course, and how one looks at it. Nashville just elected a liberal Democrat as mayor. The cities in Tennessee tend to be very Democratic. The rest of the state tends to be more Republican, but of a moderate Republican brand. And I also think the weakness of the Democratic Party here, the last candidate for governor who was nominated had the wonderful name of Charlie Brown and actually proposed using the electric chair on the current governor to get him to stop raising taxes. So the Democratic Party here has been extremely weak over the last 10 years in fielding qualified and good candidates. This is one of those cases where it's been a combination of moderate Republicans and a very weak Democratic Party.
One of the things that Americans know about Tennessee, it's a very long state. And in fact, I was looking and I saw that Johnson City in the east of Tennessee is actually closer to Dover, Delaware than it is to Memphis. And Memphis is closer to Dallas, Fort Worth than it is to Johnson City.
Well, geographically, it's more than 400 miles across, two time zones. Tennessee state constitution actually designates regions, East Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, West Tennessee. And the regions of the state have had different histories. East Tennessee practically split during the Civil War away from the rest of Tennessee because of its Unionist sentiment. So it's sort of a mini America and its microcosm itself.
One of the things you notice here is that a lot of the license plates on the cars are not Tennessee plates. That's because many people who live here just arrived, meaning the state is changing fast. That's something Vanderbilt law and political science professor Carol Swain has been noticing.
Tennessee is a state that has an uneasy tension between people that are traditional Judeo-Christian believers and those that are from other parts of the country that are far more moderate and liberal. And I think that it's reflected in the legislature as well as the state government, where we have a governor and two senators that are pretty moderate to liberal compared to the Republican base.
Carol Swain is a member of that base, a very outspoken one. She caused an uproar when she wrote a column after the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris that said Islam is not like other religions and that it poses a threat. Vanderbilt said it didn't agree with her views, but that she was free to express them. Swain is African American and used to be a Democrat, but changed parties in 2009 after telling her African American students that they shouldn't feel obligated to be Democrats.
Yeah, I've always believed that it was not in the interests of African Americans to be overwhelmingly in one political party. I believe that when decisions are made affecting the nation, that if you belong to a racial and ethnic group, you want to be part of the decision making. You don't want a situation where your vote is totally written off because you're not seen as a voter that can be attracted. And right now with African Americans, they would be far better off if they had the two political parties competing for their votes rather than having Republicans writing them off.
So you became a Republican yourself.
I became a Republican because I share many of the values that are reflected in the Republican Party platform.
On what issues?
A range of issues. I am a devout Christian. And when I look at the Republican Party platform, it's strong today when it comes to things such as family, God, pro-life. That's important to me.
So who are you supporting in this campaign?
In this campaign, I revealed to my Facebook friends this morning that I voted for Ted Cruz. I looked at all the candidates very carefully. I know that in November, I will support the Republican nominee. But I think that given the field that we have out there and given what the country has experienced over the last 8 years, that any of the Republicans would be better than Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton.
If Carol Swain represents the more conservative Tennessee, the kind of person who's been here for quite some time, Casa Azafran represents some of the state's newest residents. It's a collection of nonprofits dedicated to welcoming Nashville's newest immigrants. Some 10,000 came for help last year. Jose Gonzalez is the co-founder.
So we just walked into Mesa Comal, which is a commercial kitchen, and this is a culinary incubator. We have 25 different food entrepreneurs that operate out of this kitchen. These are folks that have started their business in the food space. Some of them are caterers, some of it are food trucks, some of them are they are wholesalers. And so, of course, they need a sanctioned kitchen that has the right equipment, but also all the permitting so that they can conduct their businesses. And so they come, we provide them with some technical assistance, and at some point when they grow, then they leave us. It's very sad, but that's part of the model, that's part of the deal.
And then if they make it really big, hopefully eventually they pump some money back in.
Absolutely, that's the plan. For example, you're looking at Carla. They're on the right, and Carla is a caterer, is a star caterer. She started her business several years ago. When we opened the building, she started operating out of here. It really epitomizes the story that we like to share. Somebody has a passion for cooking, started her business by herself as self-employed. She's one of the most respected caterers in Nashville, I would say.
Carla Ruiz is busy at work at the commercial oven.
And what are you doing here?
It's just pretty much like a taco salad, and this is for next week. We have people coming from another state. They're going to have a catering here all day, 8 o'clock in the morning till 6, 7. So we're doing these little desserts, and we're just getting ready for kickoff the week. It's very, very busy.
And you've been working in this place for years as you've been doing your catering
yes,
business.
This is a place that really opened the doors for me to go further because they have all the permissions and everything that as a caterer I need to keep growing and growing.
And you came from where?
From Mexico.
And did you feel that you were welcomed here as an immigrant to Nashville?
I think years before, I was feeling good. At this time, I feel worse than before. It's been really, really changing different, even because people are coming from another states. I think we are all in the same page, but some people who are being here for longer, they are not happy that immigrants are coming. They don't think they realize the world is changing. It's not just here, but it's immigrants from all over the world. So they need to realize that the world is changing right now, and we need to change the rules and the laws and everything.
Are you going to be voting in the primary?
I'm not.
No?
No.
How come?
Not yet.
I can't vote yet.
You can't vote yet. Okay.
Not yet.
What do you think of the campaign right now?
is very scary. It's scary. I just think they are, I don't know where they think they live in. They are just in, they are not realizing that, that this is changing and we all need to change.
One of the voices of the new Tennessee, at a center, by the way, that was visited by President Obama in 2014 when he was pushing for immigration reform. His plan, as we know, didn't go anywhere in Congress. And as we've heard on the campaign trail, immigration is a voting issue for some who would like to build a wall along the border with Mexico. Others who think like Carla Ruiz may be voting on immigration as well, if they can vote. Getting them citizenship and voter registration is another service that Casa Azafran provides.